Once again, let's get back to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back. This is Milo. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. We're going to talk about YouTube. We've talked different times about social marketing, viral marketing that it's called. We've talked about Twitter. We've talked about Facebook. Today we're going to talk about YouTube and some of the ways to use YouTube effectively to help you to increase your visitors to your site. And that's, of course, what it's all about, is getting visitors to your site. Now, you need to make your videos viral. Spread them to as many websites as possible. You can use other social media sites like Twitter and Dig to post your videos. So you're not just limited to YouTube. Once you get a video, we're going to talk about making videos and putting them together in a few minutes. But once you get those, don't just put them on YouTube. Put them on Dig. Put them on Twitter. We can get you a list of different websites that do take videos, but of course the most popular and the one that most people gravitate to is YouTube. But as we talked about other weeks, you can certainly go through Google, but Yahoo has a lot of its own ads and things where you get a different group of individuals. Some people prefer Yahoo, some people prefer Google. So you may want to go through Google, but also don't leave Yahoo out. The same way with videos. Everybody turns to YouTube for videos. There's a whole other world out there in Dig and Twitter. They also use videos. So don't be afraid to put videos there. Create well-thought-out professional videos that are edited properly. There's a lot of garbage on YouTube. If you've spent any time looking around YouTube, I'm sure you realize that there's a lot of garbage out there, just junk. And you start it and you think, oh, you click off it very rapidly, or it's poorly made, or it's cloudy, or it's grainy. Don't do that. You're trying to sell something, and you want to put your professional foot forward. So as we'll talk about some of the things to look at, but make sure you make your video very professional and very well thought out. Also, your sound. Make sure it's clear. I can't tell you how many YouTube videos I've seen that the sound isn't loud enough, the sound is too loud, it's scratchy, it's unclear, it's distorted. Take time to listen, to edit, to redo it if you have to. There's so many ways of creating videos on your computer now that there's no excuse for not getting good quality sound and good quality video. I could name quite a few different programs that will give you a good quality. You could also purchase your own program that you want, but there's a lot that you can go right through the internet and work right there from them. And but make sure the sound. Proof it before you post it, listen to it, watch it, go to a different computer, listen to it and watch it, or ask somebody else to listen to it and watch it before you post it to make sure that it sounds properly. Keep it funny if you can, or engaging and informative, so viewers will watch from beginning to end. You don't want them to cut off in the middle of it, you're gone. It's just like on your website. If you don't hold their attention or get them to look at something, they click off. They usually don't go back. So you want to keep it so fresh so somebody will look at it and want to look at it. One thing is making something funny. Not hilarious funny, you have to be a comedian or anything like that, but something novelty, something a little bit different, a little more relaxed. Try to keep the videos you create clean and without controversial material, because that may be funny. It may hit some people, but it's going to hit the majority of people wrong. Some people like obscene things or controversial things, but the majority of people don't. You're there to sell a product. If you're doing it for entertainment purposes and you want to do anything you want on YouTube, that's fine. But we're talking about towards the area of internet marketing. So you want to make sure what you put on there is proper and people will be happy with, and it won't cause controversy. Because it does, it's going to give your website a bad name. And it all is to do to link back to your website. Embed your logo and website into the video somehow. Now, there's a lot of programs, a lot of these Camtasia programs will do that for you. Some you have to create the video, then you can upload it to someplace else. They will embed it. There's programs you can embed it. If you use a Mac and use DVD iMovie, you can embed all that stuff in there. But it's good to put your logo. Now, the good way to do that is put your little logo, if you have one, superimposed on the lower left or right-hand corner. The right-hand corner is the best one. The page-turning corner. People pay newspapers large monies. They have their ad on that corner of the page so that when people go to turn the page, their finger hits the ad. And so that's where you want it, because that's normally where people look. So you want it on the lower right-hand corner. And just have it. It could be placed on there so it's a see-through and people can still see the video, but just a small logo down there. The best place to put your website is at the end of the video. Not during the video, because it can be distracting with a bunch of words there, but or a website line, the site web address there. But put it at the end, and you can give it 5 or 10 seconds and just let it sit there for an end. Now, a lot of these now, you can make them clickable. So once the movie's over, your website's on, you can make that a link. So when they click on that, it goes right to your website. It's a great way to do it. Not all companies do that, but you can go to the Google search for clickable links in video, and you'll find programs that'll add that to you. Have goals for your YouTube videos. Just don't put a YouTube on there. Think it through. As we said, you want them as professional, but also remember there's thousands of videos that will probably talk about the same thing you're talking about. So you want to have people know why they're clicking on your video. And so you need to have a good goal of how you want your video laid out. And do it just like they do in the movies. They have this sheet where they lay out the different graphics of what they want their video to show and tell. And that's so important, is to have an idea of what you want and then put it together. Make sure you have a good camera and editing equipment. You can buy real cheap cameras, but, you know, the only ad is you pay for what you get. A good camera does not cost a lot of money. So get a good camera, good editing software. There's some very inexpensive ones out there, but moderate to high-priced ones, look at moderate ones, and they will do a good job for you. Usually, if you're going to buy something off the Internet, they'll show you samples of what their camera is like or what their editing program is like. So that'll give you an idea if that's what makes you happy and that's what you want to do. Keep the resolution of the video as high as possible so it's clear. Some people keep a low. You can put more on if you have a lower resolution, but you want good quality, so keep a high resolution. Think about color schemes. Some videos may record in a yellow or red hue, so know that that's important. Once you create your video, the colors may be a little bit off. It could be the camera. It could be the computer. It could be the program that's doing it. But if it always gives you a little hue, which sometimes they do, then adjust all the colors that you use within the video, because you'll know each year, each time you do it, or each video you make is going to be the same. Be yourself. Don't lose sight of the purpose and mission of the video, which is to sell your product and to sell you. Really, you're not selling you necessarily, you're selling your product, but you are selling you because that's your profession in front of you. So you want to put the best foot forward. And if it's a video where you talk very naturally, very calmly. Don't try to force a voice that's not there or pretend to be somebody you're not. Just be yourself. You know so well from TV that what it comes across, what you're really like. So we want you to, if you come across kind of stiff, that's the way they're going to view it, and people aren't going to be as happy with your video or your product. So, again, what's the goal? The goal is not to get them to view the product. The goal is to get them to click on your website or remember your website or to write it down or to purchase something from you. That's your goal, and that's what to remember. Not getting it on the YouTube, but getting clicks to your website. Remember that nothing is perfect online videos unless you have a professional editor, but you necessarily don't have to do that, but just make sure it's very professionally done. And practice before posting the final video. Do some dry runs. Redo it 3, 4, 5 times. It's like any television show. They don't do it one time. They do it over and over and over again. You need to do it several times probably to get it done. Sometimes you're lucky on the first time, boop, everything falls together. But usually not. Usually just you have to do parts of it. A good thing to do is create a series of ongoing videos or stories to be continued, like the old movies used to do in the theaters. They have a section 1 month, 1 week, next week, the next one to get you to come back. Well, if you have a series of videos or the same story continued over many different videos, you'll get them hooked and want to come back to find out the next informative piece of information you have. Don't just talk. Have a headshot. Move around. Have maybe somebody else there. Have some graphics in the back. Use a puppet. Use photos. Use PowerPoint. Use a number of different things. But just a talking head will not turn people on so they'll want to click on your site. You want a little variety. And then try to limit the video to just a couple of minutes. If you go too long, people get tired. They don't want a 5 or 10 minute video. They really don't. 2, 2.5, 3 minutes max is really what most people click on. Notice any of the really high volume, millions and millions of clicks on a video, usually they're 2, 3 minutes, and that's how to keep yours. Try to set a schedule. If you're going to have a series, say you're talking about internet marketing, and you want a series about keywords, a series about SEO, a series about AdSense, schedule it every week, every month, however you want to do it. Make it standard and stick to it so people know, oh, it's time for the new video to come out from so-and-so, and so we want to check it out. Have an opening and a sign-off that people will remember, then stick to it. The same kind of opening, the same kind of ending will brand you very rapidly, because as soon as they see your video start, oh, that's from him again. I like his videos. So that's important. Ask for feedback from your viewers. You can do that with YouTube or Twitter, any of these where you place your web, your video. Ask for feedback and then listen to what the people say. Don't take it as criticism, but as somebody saying, well, they want this would be better. Well, it might not be, but be open-minded to somebody else, because we all put something together. We have ownership in it, and it's ours. And I put this together. Don't change it. Well, sometimes you need to change it because you want to affect the broader interest of people. So listen to what they say. It's not critical to you. It's just important to get your feedback to get an idea of how it's being viewed out there. You might want to assemble a cast of characters. You and somebody else are interviewing somebody about the topic or talking with somebody about the topic. You can find friends or coworkers or family members. And try to keep the same group all the time in there. It really is important. It begins to brand you as somebody that they respect and somebody that they know. Watch the music that you use on your video. There's laws against just taking a piece of music and adding it to your video. You can get yourself in trouble. You probably won't. You don't have to worry about it a lot, but you can worry about it. Somebody hears it, and that's their video. You didn't pay royalty rights. You can get sued, and sued big time. Believe me, those are big-time lawsuits. So you don't want to use music without permission. There's a lot of places you can purchase music that can be used that have no stipulations to them. You can use them freely. So look at that under Google and find some music you can put under your video to make it sound good, sound interesting. Maybe it's your particular theme. Every time you play a video or make a video, use the same music in the background. That's also going to help brand you. But again, be careful of the music you choose. You choose a popular song that's out right now and you put it on your YouTube, you could have problems. So be careful. Also, do not forget that the title of the video is just as important as the content. Try not to be cute with the title, but make sure the title has something to do with what's in there. So when somebody sees it, they'll want to click on it because they know what it's about. You know, the old adage of judge a book by its cover. We'll judge a movie by its title is important. You want to grab viewers by integrating important keywords into the title. So when people search for magic tricks, they want to see some magic in the title, you want the word magic. If it's about guitars, you want somewhere in the title about guitars. So when somebody does a search on YouTube, it's going to bring up your video. So that's important to make sure the keyword, what your movie is about, is in the title. That's why title is so important. If people post negative comments, ignore them, but listen to them. They could be your best friends because they put negative things on there that might really, when you sit back and think about it, yeah, they're probably right there. So don't be afraid of negative comments. Other places you can use your video is Facebook, MySpace, Dig, Twitter. Another thing, place that people often forget is their own website. You know, they go put it on YouTube, they put it on MySpace, but they don't put it on their own website. And that's where it probably is most important. Put it on a website. If you don't want to put it on your homepage, fine, but have a separate page set up for your videos so they can go. You could even put in your script after your YouTube video to see more videos on this website. And if they like your video, they'll click on your website to see more videos. And then don't put it on the front page, a homepage. Put it embedded in your website so that they'll see your homepage. They'll see what else you have. Then they'll click to the video. So it's a good way to get more people. Add your video to various communities and subject areas of YouTube. Just don't put it in one. There's a few different places you can put it. Don't be afraid to put it in different places. And be sure to thank people who post positive or negative statements on your site about your video. Thank them. They'll come back. They'll appreciate getting a thank you from you one way or the other. If it's a negative thing, they'll come back to see if you changed it. If it's positive, they'll come back because they're happy and they want you took the time to thank them, and it will make a big difference. Actually, use the word video in your title. Since people usually include this, it's important because when they're searching something, they'll often, even though on their YouTube, they'll put video in. So it's important. Also, if they're just making a wild search in Google, if they put the word video in there and you have the video in your title, Google's going to pick it up and bring it in. So just little tidbits to think about that will help you to use YouTube for marketing. Have fun. Focus on the fun. That's what it's about. You're creating something people want to share and forward to others. That's the main goal. If you can get them to look at it and then share with others, that's what it's all about. But have fun doing it. Don't make it such a problem and a difficult time for you that you're not happy doing it. Make fun out of it, but do a good job. Stick to your target audience. Don't try to branch out too far from the purpose. Again, you want to sell your product. You want to sell your website. Make a channel and a profile, and this gives viewers a home base to look at your videos and to check out any new ones you might have. So it'll be easy, by a channel, easy to come back and see all your videos at one time. Again, utilize video, Yahoo Video. There's Google Video, but also use Yahoo Video. That will get your sites exposed to many more people. And specify the channels that you want set up for your pictures so that different people in that area will want to view all of your videos. So a lot of things in putting together a video for YouTube, make it professional, make it nice looking, make it easy to watch, make it fun, and be sure to use a proper name in your title, the keyword, plus the word video, and it'll get you links back to your website, and that's what it's all about. We're going to take a break, and then when we get back, we've got a lot to cover with Andy. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.